A new way of teaching now offers online instruction for those who would love to learn how to play guitar, and its brick-and-mortar location is in Victoria, Texas. Sean Christensen has set up an online academy for guitar that uses his own method of instruction, combining music theory and a very quick pace of progress, creating a whole musician, not just a plucker or strummer. Sean joins us now from Victoria to tell us about it. Sean, at the Rock and Roll Blues Guitar Academy, your online guitar academy, you practice or you instruct with a proprietary sort of teaching method. Can you tell us about that?
I spent the better part of 10 to 12 years of my own initial guitar playing life trying to make sense of music, especially in the areas of music theory, as it applied to the guitar. And what I found is that it was quite confusing, and the main thing is I couldn't find an immediate application on how it would necessarily apply to the guitar. Traditionally, theory is taught with the use of an instrument, but it tends to be a piano. And one of the things inherent in a piano that you don't have in a guitar is that all the tones tend to be found one place on that particular keyboard. Whereas on a guitar, for example, if you played a D note, you could find that exact same pitch four places on the guitar. So it wasn't exactly conducive to take that information where you learn one place on the piano and then carry it over to the guitar. But more than that, as I was seeking to learn these answers on how to put music together and specifically apply it to the guitar, it was a long road, and once it all started to come together for me from being self-taught and just doing my own research and investigation into it, there was an inherent logic that became very clear on the guitar.
Do you use some sort of medium online that allows you to interact with the people you're teaching?
What I use is a simple forum system within the student area. If someone has a question, they can make feedback through there, and we monitor that quite regularly and answer questions. We leave the answers up there so that other students can benefit, because maybe, you know, if one person has it, a lot of people will have it.
Sure.
If something needs to be really well explained and it's very clear, even though we've taught this hundreds and hundreds of times to South Texas guitar players, there's always something new that we learn in teaching and a new way that we learn to apply, a better explanation. So even despite the number of refinements that's already gone through, if it becomes very clear that we can post an additional supplemental video, then we'll take that video and we'll post it and go into a very detailed explanation, because we don't want any of our students to be lost.
Your perspective is growing as well with your success in this academy, because, as you said, you've been teaching guitar in South Texas for years or even decades. Now you're teaching students in Europe and as far away as China.
Yes, that's correct. And, that's just one of the, blessings of the Internet, is it brings the world closer. And, the universal need to express oneself, whether it be through writing or painting or music, is something that can be felt in all cultures. So when you can open the doors to people that have struggled with answering the questions, that really want to understand the guitar so that they can walk into any given situation and simply just play. One of our sayings around the academy is that we're not just making you into a good guitar player, but we're making you into a knowledgeable musician. And traditionally, there are many jokes that follow guitar players, such as that they're quasi-musicians because, if you put a piece of sheet music in front of a guitar player, that's how you get them to stop playing, because they can't read music. And so if you can't read music, then how can you know theory? And so we've been given the bottom rung of, respect. And what this does is this levels the playing field, and in many cases exceeds it. For example, students of our academy can not only play chords, but they can also rattle off like a computer any chord that you ask them. And if they know know the notes on the neck, and then they can play the chord because they know instantly the chords, just as if they were a walking chord computer, then they have no need for chord books or tab diagrams or any of the other traditional things that, you know, guitar players use to express themselves. So we seek to create self-sufficient guitar players, you know, and that need is something that we feel is around the world. It's not just limited to here in South Texas or even the United States. And so it's been a real joy to connect with guitar players and mentor them and help them along and bring them to something that, quite frankly, they'll never find anywhere else in this world.
Sean, what is the website where people can connect with you, learn more about your Rock and Blues Guitar Academy and about your method?
Sure. It's RNB, or Rock and Blues, rnbacademy.com. And we have contact information there. So if anyone has additional questions, they can feel free to write us or call us and be happy to answer any questions we can and help them out.
Sean Christensen is the founder of the Rock and Blues Guitar Academy and Rock and Blues Guitars and Music in Victoria. Sean, thanks very much. Very nice talking with you.
Thank you for having me today.